Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and this week we're talking new beginnings, which sometimes can be hard. Take teen parents. They have the odds stacked against them. They're more likely to drop out of high school, and their kids are more likely to end up in jail. But one young California couple says their daughter has been their motivation to stay together and defy those odds. Reporter Rebecca Plevin introduces us to this couple as they start on the next chapter in their lives.
Stephanie Huerta got pregnant at 13. People said she and her boyfriend, Angel Alvarez, had ruined their lives. Those people should see them now. It's early morning, and Stephanie is making quesadillas for her small family. She's now 21, mature but with an easy laugh. Angel is also 21, with a thin mustache and a natural sweetness about him. Their daughter, Emily, is a spunky 7-year-old.
I think what's made us, you know, stay together was that we both shared a common goal. We had our daughter, but we wanted to, you know, make her proud. And whether we were going to be together or not, you know, we wanted to do everything we could for her.
It's been a long road, one that started more than 150 miles away from the University of California at Santa Cruz. Stephanie and Angel both grew up poor, the children of Mexican immigrants who worked in California's agricultural Central Valley. They first met in elementary school in Raisin City.
And it's funny because when I tell people about Raisin City, they actually think it's a city, you know, and to a lot of people, it's really not. Like, the truth is that there are actually more raisins than there are people.
They reconnected in eighth grade. In ninth grade, Stephanie got pregnant.
We were still really young, but luckily Angel was... At the time, you know, he's 14, but he was very mature for his age, and, you know, he told me that he was going to be there for me and support me, and, you know, that was really great. But, you know, at 14, how are you supposed to get a job? How are you supposed to, like, maintain anything?
That was just one of the problems they faced.
And people would just make comments and, like, you know, like, they'd just stare at me when I'd walk down the hall, and being pregnant that young, you know, people are so judgmental, and it's not just like students, it's also like teachers and everybody, you know.
Angel caught flack too.
My people basically, when they found out that, you know, I was gonna be a dad for the first time, you know, I received comments kind of like saying, like, hey, like, you know, you're gonna work in the fields, you know, grab a shovel. That was the other popular one. You just messed up your life, and, you know, kind of things like that.
But they leaned on each other and their families. Angel places a comforting hand on Stephanie's leg and keeps it there. They also had help from their high school counselor, Rebecca Aguila. She was surprised that a good kid like Stephanie was pregnant, but was impressed with how she handled it.
And they had a plan. I mean, they were going to go for it and not let anything get in their way. And I asked them, well, do you plan on going to college? What do you want to do? And they both said yes. And so I said, okay, then that's what we're going to work on.
They graduated at the top of their high school class and decided to go to UC Santa Cruz together. She majored in human biology, he in psychology. But things were harder there.
I got a 0.0 the first quarter that I was here. I didn't think that was possible.
Angel says the pressure of taking challenging classes and trying to be the strong male head of the household was overwhelming. Stephanie says her struggles came later, as her science courses got harder and she had to take night classes and hold down a job.
And it's hard as a mother to live with that guilt, you know, that you're not always there for your kid. You know, you wish you could, but you can't. But, you know, like Angel, which, you know, I really love Angel for, he reminds me, you know, you're doing it for a reason.
Emily.
Then if you defeat him,
they hope she'll walk across the stage with them when they graduate in June. They have even bigger plans for her later on.
But it's stronger, a little stronger than this one and that one.
Angel and Emily are sitting on the ground, play fighting with Lego action figures they'd made. She puts hers down to demonstrate what she'll do as the flower girl in her parents' wedding in September.
I was practicing being the flower girl with the balls because I was like this. And I'm pretending it's like a flower, like a big flower. So I could go, here you go, here you go.
They're not getting married because they have to. They're doing it because they love each other. Angel says he's come a long way from feeling like he's had to prove his critics wrong.
My motivation, it's forgetting all what the past, basically. It's the present, and now it's my daughter and her.
Angel says he wants to earn a master's degree and become a school counselor like the ones who have helped him. Stephanie also wants to earn another degree and work in healthcare, focusing on teen pregnancy. They've been honest with Emily about the struggles they faced as young parents, but also the rewards.
Sometimes she'll be like, "Mommy, was it like hard to have me?" And like, and you know, like, and I'll tell her, "Yes, it was hard, you know, but you were like the reason we went to school. You were the reason why we graduated." And yeah, so.
For Latino USA, I'm Rebecca Plevin in Santa Cruz, California.